Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBD products have become an in-vogue way of treating pain and anxiety in recent years, but the FDA has announced that it won't regulate those products in dietary supplements or in conventional foods, saying that Congress needs to create new rules for the massive and still growing market and that there are too many unknowns when it comes to the safety of CBD. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy for Consumer Reports. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time.
To be with you. Thank you.
Does the FDA currently regulate any marijuana-derived products?
They do not. So with this announcement that they made this week, what they're essentially saying is that they can't guarantee the safety of these products under existing regulations and standards. So what they want is Congress's help to pass a new law that would allow them to do that, which does make sense from a safety perspective.
So if I'm a manufacturer and I'm putting CBD and face creams and whatever, there are no rules about what I can say or the concentration of the compound I could put in?
Well, so for topical ointments and lotions, that is still allowed in products. What this announcement relates to are food and drink products, which actually there's still a prevalent market out there for them. They're sold all over the place. And that's kind of put the agency in a bind as well, because what they're trying to establish is safety standards for products that are already sold all over the place. For them, it was like trying to fit a very large genie back into a very small bottle. It's a very untenable situation for the agency.
It sounds like there are a lot of questions around CBD, or at least that the FDA has. Does the FDA have the ability to study the product, or is that something they need to get green-lighted by Congress?
They do, and they have tried that. And as you alluded to, there's still a number of questions that need to be resolved on the safety of these products, whether it's the long-term impact on consumption, how do different dosage levels impact human health, you know, how does it impact vulnerable populations, how does it interact with prescriptions and over-the-counter medications. So the FDA has some data on this, but they feel like it's not substantial enough to warrant moving forward.
So if you can't get the genie back in the bottle, what do you do with the genie?
That's a great question. And, you know, and the reason why these products are allowed in the market right now is the FDA is exercising enforcement discretion, which really means that they're looking the other way as these products are in the marketplace. And they only act when, you know, there's an immediate threat to human health with these products. Otherwise, we're kind of in the Wild West right now with the marketplace.
It's really wild. Brian, you're the Director of Food Policy for Consumer Reports. So does Consumer Reports rate CBD products?
Well, interestingly, we did a test several months ago on CBD gummies, and it was disconcerting from the fact that, you know, all the ones that were sold online, we've tested four brands, and three out of the four brands tested had levels that were less than advertised. So there's also that concern that there's consumer fraud with a lot of these products, and that there's ingredients that aren't listed, and the CBD levels are much lower than they advertise.
Sounds like we got a long way to go. Brian, thank you so much for the information. Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy for Consumer Reports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.